The conference is now being recorded.
So you all may have heard a pause, and that's because the conference call is being recorded. So this will be posted for all of you later to hear via our National Service website.
Do we have to mute or unmute our phones to help you with this process?
Yes, please.
Do you know what the code is?
Phones, you can do it by either pressing *6. Once the conference has started, we're going to do a roll call before we go into the actual conference call. But afterwards, if you could please do *6 on your phones or mute on your cell phones to ensure that we keep the feedback noise down, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
And to speak, do we hit *6?
So, Happy New Year. I echo Paula's comment, and in the spirit of the new year, it's time for resolutions, and what I read online is they don't do resolutions anymore, they do determinations. So, when you share, when we find out who's on the call, please share your name and what your motivation or word of motivation is for 2014. I'll start. My name is Erica with Volunteer Florida, and my word is balance.
I'm Paula, everybody, and my word will be catalyst.
This is Kat. My word is fun.
This is Debbie, and my word is going to be present.
This is Carmella, and my word will be progress.
This is Stacy, and my word is excellence.
Ooh, high bar.
This is Lauren, and my word is strategic.
Hi, this is Brad. My word is passion.
Sorry, Brad. Hi, this is Alex. My word is time.
Hi, this is Donna. My word is foundation.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and my word is determination.
Happy New Year. This is Michelle at Studio Orlando. My word is authentic.
This is John. My word is organization.
This is Jenna. My word is positivity.
This is Lori, and my word is empowering.
This is Justin. My word is drive.
This is Carla, and my word is
Chelsea. This is Chelsea. My word is follow through.
This is Carolyn. My word is, well, I have a couple words, keeping it moving. Yeah.
This is Erin, also with City Air. I'm going to also go with it to determination like that.
Is that everyone? Okay.
Well, I'm here too.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Kat. This is Oliver with City Air in Miami. My word is purposeful.
Okay, Volunteer Florida team, Janice and Nitra, you guys have a word?
This is Jules. Can you hear me? Yes, Jules. What's your word? Retention. Woo!
Well, this is Anitra with Volunteer Florida, and my word is achievement.
Ooh.
And Paula just told me my word is excellence. It's Janice.
Now, y'all, we had you on mute, so you couldn't hear us, but we were like, oh, that's a good word. Oh, that's my program. We were rapping and cheering you for your great words for 2014. So, way to go. So, I'll just share with you a general overview of the call, kind of the purpose of these calls. We are going to have them every month. And the agenda will be built out based on what we think will be helpful to you and what you tell us you need. And we will populate the call with both our expertise and your expertise as we move through the year. So our role at Volunteer Florida is to support you, to leverage what's working in the field, to respond to challenges in the field, and ultimately heighten the ability of all of our AmeriCorps programs to address the critical needs in your community. So basically, the overview of the purpose of this monthly call is support, technical assistance, and celebration. So you can look for those three themes as we move through the calls for the year. And I think moving on the agenda, we'll move to the award. Can I introduce it? I have a little bit to say.
Sure.
Okay. So in the spirit of celebration, you know, let's start there. And I will let you know that I have the AmeriCorps pledge in my office posted. I draw inspiration from it every day. My eyes tend to fall on the challenging parts. You know, faced with challenges, I will persevere. My eyes fall there. But I'm inspired by you. We continue to be inspired by your successes. And we want to recognize you. And we want to recognize you to your peers and to the field. So we're looking to do that according to the following values, and these are our core values at Volunteer Florida. They are service, leadership, collaboration, excellence, inspiration, and innovation. These values you'll see on our website and our annual report, and that is what we seek to recognize you for in those areas. And each month, we're going to recognize a program with a specific award that exemplifies these values. Paula?
All righty. Okay, it is indeed my pleasure to introduce the recipient of our first Getting Things Done Award to, drum roll please, woo, Ms. Jessica Leggett, Program Director for the AmeriCorps ACES Program. Congratulations, Jessica. During her short time in the program, she and her team have made tremendous strides to impact Escambia County through service by implementing a back-to-school bash in August 2013. Farm Share and 11 other partners provided free food, clothes, and school supplies to more than 665 participants. Because of the success of this program, the local SWAT group asked Jessica and her team to partner with them to sponsor a life project in Santa Rosa County. The SWAT, Farm Share, and United Way collaboration was a phenomenal success, with more than 2,800 individuals served and numerous community partners being on hand to assist with connecting families with local services, clothing giveaways, and, wait for it, 42 tons of food distributed.
Wow.
Finally, ACES helped to position Brace and their partners to conduct the largest disaster preparedness event in Northwest Florida, which allowed Brace to secure more than $50,000 in federal funding for disaster and emergency preparedness, including $10,000 for MANA support for the Homebound in Escambia County and the Backpack Program in Santa Rosa County Schools. Congratulations again to Jessica and DCF ACES for getting things done in Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
Yay!
That's awesome. Congratulations.
So that is our first Getting Things Done Award. Jessica, would you like to share anything?
I just want to say thank you, and we did get the final numbers for the Farm Share event in November, and it was over 1,200 families that got food assistance for that event.
Woo, congratulations. We will update that. We are so proud of you, Jessica. Keep doing tremendous things in Santa Rosa and Escambia counties.
And look in your mailbox for something from Volunteer Florida in the near future. So what we'll do on these calls typically is we'll move through a few agenda items that we want to share with you via either us or other speakers, and then we'll have some time for Q&A at the end. So that's what we'll do today, just to make sure we get through a few updates, and then we'll all talk about what we need to talk about at the end of the call. So I think we'll move to MLK. Do you want to start us out, Anitra, and then I'll jump in?
Sure. Well, as everybody knows, thank you, first of all, for everyone who submitted their plans for MLK, which we all know is not a day off but a day on of service. This year is on January the 20th, and we were really excited to see some of the things that some of your programs are planning to do. We got 14 people to respond, and we wanted to take time today to give you guys the opportunity, for those of you that may have missed the email due to the holidays, that there is still an opportunity for you to respond to the survey to let us know your plans. And even if it's an event that you're not necessarily hosting yourself, but you're partnering with someone else in your community, let us know that too, because we want to give you the chance to share your story and your impact of what's going on in your area. So please, if you have not done so, submit that survey documentation to me by tomorrow. The corporation has also asked that we update the All for Good website with the activities that our AmeriCorps State programs are planning to do. And I don't know if anyone has attempted to do that yet. If you have and you have been having difficulty, please let me know. Send me an email or give me a phone call. We want to try to get all of our projects up on that website for the corporation to see. And so what I will be doing is, if I don't see any on there by tomorrow, I will be going in to try to upload those projects myself, and I will be in contact with some of the programs if I need further assistance from you to get those projects uploaded.
Great. Thank you, Anitra. So, you know, Martin Luther King Day is one of those days, not only a day of national service, but it's a great example of how we elevate the field of national service, that every stream of service, RXVP, VISTA, NCCC, AmeriCorps State National, that everybody's involved. And so by posting service opportunities on the MLK website, that is indeed, it's the All for Good website, the one way that nationally MLK will be wrapped up. So if you do a search today for AmeriCorps State programs for MLK Day, you will find nothing on that website for Florida. And so we're working to make sure that that's not where it's at, that we move it forward so that all of your projects are being captured. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King said that life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And I can think of no other singular statement that encompasses what AmeriCorps does better. So we're really excited to support you in MLK Day. And I'm going to share with you a few things on the Volunteer Florida side that you can look for. First of all, capturing what it is you're doing and supporting you via technical assistance, the toolkits. There are some great toolkits on MLK.gov. And I know that many of you have already got these service projects in the works, but I would encourage you to still take a look at those toolkits. You may find a perfect form that you can use the day of. So we'll make sure that those projects are posted on All for Good website. We'll look to draft op-eds for a couple media markets that will be authored by either our CEO or our commissioner. Right now we're looking at Jacksonville and Miami areas. We'll be posting your successes via Facebook, Twitter, the website, and our news release. And then we'll be pitching some of your projects to CNCS for national coverage as well. So as a follow-up to this call, what you can expect next week is a media release and press release sample from Volunteer Florida. We have a great civic reflection opportunity for you. We'll send you some information if you choose to do that. And promotion on social media. We're brainstorming now with our communication department what might work best with Twitter and with Facebook during the day of, kind of to get that day of buzz. So you'll get some follow-up from us early next week as well. And, of course, promoting it with our, you know, thousands of partners statewide. If you have plans and you have projects, please be thinking about how you Facebook them and how you share them via social media as well. And if you aren't doing an MLK project right now today and want to, contact me or your program consultant, and we can help link you to a project in your area. We'll work to do that. So I think that's all I have on the MLK update at the moment. Oh, gear. Somebody's whispering gear. Thank you, Anitra. And when you take pictures of your members in service on MLK Day, don't take pictures of them eating hamburgers at McDonald's. Take pictures of them in their gear, service gear. So please make sure your members look sharp, that they're in their gear, and that those pictures are representing service. So thanks for that reminder. So let's see. Hold your questions. But the next exciting agenda item is the Affordable Health Care Act. Okay, so you've gotten several emails from me on the Affordable Health Care Act, and I send you those as we get them. There is a health care options section of the CNCS website that has some information, though they haven't posted an official FAQ yet. And I've talked to some of you as program directors about what your experience has been. And so in summary, currently, AmeriCorps programs must continue to offer the health plan, obviously, to full-time AmeriCorps members. So that doesn't change. But the plans you're offering may not meet the standards of the new Affordable Care Act. For example, some of your plans may exclude coverage of pre-existing conditions. So if your plan does not meet the new consumer protection standards of ACA, and you do not have other coverage, you might be required to pay a tax payment at the end of the year, and this is under that individual responsibility provision. And by you, I mean your members. So that is basically, the corporation hasn't changed their standards for what health care coverage needs to be for an AmeriCorps member, but the ACA has upped that. So what's currently an option for you is the list of things I've sent you before. You can have more than one health care coverage plan, we've learned, for your members. For example, if one of your plans doesn't cover everything, you can also get a lower functioning plan, like the bronze plan on the health exchange. So there are some options. And to speak about the penalty, as I understand it, it's $95. It's an individual penalty that an individual member may receive, and it would be filed with their tax returns for that year. You cannot pay it for them, and federal funds can't be used to pay it. So it really is on the onus on kind of the member end. With that being said, there are a number of exemptions that we believe AmeriCorps members may likely qualify, primarily hardship exemptions. And then the final piece I want to share is we also believe that we are a state that did not accept additional Medicaid dollars, and therefore AmeriCorps members in Florida may be exempted from that tax payment because we were not a state to accept those Medicaid dollars. So in a conversation format, these are some of the things that we've learned relatively recently. We are on every webinar available via the CORE Network and CNCS to get some clear information, and have learned a lot about what some other commissions are doing. I talked to a couple of you yesterday. I talked to Audrey with Palm Beach Literacy, who I believe could not be on the call, and also Lori with Northwest Florida. And I specifically wanted to know what your experience had been with the CORE Network, because that is a coverage that many of you have. And what I received from both Audrey and Lori were really positive feedback. In particular, the response from the CORE Network, the billing, getting health care coverage in the form of cards for members very quickly, the cost. What I understand that Audrey and Lori pay per member per month is about $160, which is about a $10 increase. I've also heard from you all that the video and the technical assistance provided by Encore is really helpful, especially to your tech-savvy members. And I have a couple other notes, but I thought I may stop there and ask Audrey, if you're on the call, if there's anything you'd like to share. I'm sorry, not Audrey. Audrey, I know you're not on the call. Lori.
Right, I was just going to say, this is Brett. I'm filling in for Audrey. Take it from there.
Great. So, Brad or Lori, anything you'd like to share?
I did talk to the Core Network the day before yesterday, and they informed me that that insurance does not meet the standard, and that they have a corporation, the Willis Corporation, that's looking into the possibility for verifying the exemption on those penalties for the members, and that they're also supposedly working on potentially another policy that is going to meet the standards, but I don't know whether or not, and they can confirm whether or not that would be something that would be this year for us, being August closed programs, so possibly for next year. And then also clarifying whether or not the fine is going to be the full amount or a prorated amount, because the only thing that I could see that was different was the fact that it was the pre-existing had a cap on the amount per year the member could utilize. So it was like a $4,500 cap on pre-existing medical conditions. So that's what I know, and they assured me that towards the end of the month there was going to be an informational email or flyer or something that comes out with the determinations of what they found. That's all I know.
Thank you, Lori. So in the spirit of saving questions for the end, just get your questions written down if you have any right now. This is important because ultimately AmeriCorps members, we want AmeriCorps members to have a meaningful, enriching experience, and one of their guaranteed benefits as full-time members is health care. So please do your due diligence to make sure that you're giving your members the correct information. The onus really is on the program to make sure that that you do learn about these options. And we will help you every step of the way. I have learned more about the ACA than I ever wanted to know, and I think I'll have to learn a lot more. So you can just call me directly or call your program consultant, and we'll figure out your specific situation. We don't want a situation where it comes to the end of the year and all of a sudden your member is paying fees or having other challenges. We want to make them aware, fully aware of their options. And then I have a question in the corporation for them to do an official confirmation about our state being one of those states that is going to be exempt. So I'm waiting to hear back from CNCF on that. If that's the case, that's kind of that would be an ideal situation, because then my understanding is your members wouldn't have a penalty. So we'll look into that and let you know as soon as we know more. Okay. Well, so that's kind of my high-level pieces for healthcare. And then I'd like to move into finance updates with Janice and Debbie.
Hi, everybody. This is going to be really quick. Finance is, we're chugging along, but we're chugging along with one less person. Just so everyone is aware, Bobby Chappelle accepted another position, and her last day with us was January 3rd. So if we've been a little bit slower in responding in the last few days, that's why. But Debbie and I are trying to work out a plan as to how to ensure that your invoices are still getting reviewed timely and that you're getting paid timely. So just FYI, if you have a question that's not getting responded to in that quick manner that it has been in the past, give us an extra day and we will definitely get back to you. Another thing I wanted to make everybody aware of is we mailed out a lot of the December checks on December 20th. So instead of doing an ACH, we had to do a check run because there was no way for me to wire all those funds out on that one day. So a lot of you may have received checks last month, but this month we'll go back to the ACHs again. And then finally, invoicing spend down. It appears like everyone is really trying hard to utilize their funds. I want to continue to remind you to, you know, look monthly at your budget versus your actuals, where things are, how you're spending. If we need to start adjusting, now's a good time. We're almost halfway through the year with most of your programs. So let's look at some of those numbers, see where you're at, and see if we can adjust the line items to help you utilize all those dollars. And that's really it. Unless, Debbie, you have anything?
No.
Nope.
Okay, guys. things that are happening in the Volunteer Florida big picture right now. And okay. Woo! Then we've got competitive. You all that are submitting your final competitive clarification, that's happening tomorrow. We're really excited about that package and hope to get some more federal funds supporting you in the state. Our formula RFP will likely be out in late February or early March, so you can look for it then. And those of you that may have questions with what's happening with an upcoming program director's training, I don't have an answer for you today, but we're looking at logistics with that, and we'll let you know in the future also. So let's open the lines for your questions on any of the topics or comments that we talked about today. Well, I hear some good music, but no questions. None? Now, I don't want you all to just call your program consultant as soon as this call's over and ask all your questions. Seriously, if you have a question, it's probably one somebody else has as well. Okay.
Well, if no one has any questions, we do want to get your feedback and your on whether or not.
Oh, sorry. This is Stacy in Tampa. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry, I was all muted and talking. I was wondering if how will the members be notified for? I have just a few full time that are taking the benefits. How will they be notified as to you know, not meeting the requirements and any fees? Does that come from us, or what happens?
Well, who you're receiving, the provider that's providing your insurance coverage should be providing.
Should be notifying them. Okay.
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
Because you are the audience for your provider. So you ultimately are the person that's going to provide any information to your members.
Okay.
So you should be clear on that through whoever's providing your health care and answering the questions to what degree does it meet the ACA standard. Does it or does it not? So you want to always make sure that your health care program that you're offering meets the AmeriCorps standards, and that hasn't changed. But what now the question you need to answer is, does it meet the ACA standards? And if not, then let us know, and we can share with you again kind of the options with that potential penalty, which you should then share with your members.
Okay, perfect.
Any other questions? Anyone else that might have been on mute when they were asking their questions? Okay. Well, again, I want to find out if this time of day and this month, we're trying to set these calls up so that they happen monthly and in a routine basis. So we want to make sure that we're picking the best time of day for you. So if we could get some general feedback as to whether or not this time of day works good and whether Thursdays are good days in the first part of the month for you guys, or should we... Do you have suggestions for different days and different times?
This day and time worked great for me.
Yeah,
this is
me as well.
Yeah, this is Vanessa. Same here.
Okay, great. We wanted to make sure that we picked a good time that we could get you information and in the proper timing so that if you have anything that you need to get out to your members when you're having your team meetings, that you're able to do so. So I'm glad to hear that this day and time worked. For future conference calls, I'm going to be setting up calendar invites that I can send out to you guys so that you have it on your calendar and it will have a routine reminder system on there to let you know when the call is coming up. And just expect to hear from us once a month from now, from here on out, aside from any face-to-face trainings we might have and any webinars that we may be doing in the future.
Okay.
Thanks, Anitra. I have an idea. Erica, do you think you could read us some of your favorite words that you've heard from program directors in closing of our first call? Well, sure. Our favorite words. Have you? I don't know if you've ever played this game where everybody adds on to a sentence. So in 2014, Volunteer Flora and its AmeriCorps programs will show progress, excellence, strategy, time, organization, empowerment, retention, foundation, moving, authentic, and that drive for the betterment of the people of Florida. So thank you guys so much for all that you bring and you will continue to bring this year. Woohoo! All right, everybody, have a great week. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.